Guess what? I got something to tell you. We all live the same life. Well, kinda. Sit down with us as we discuss various topics regarding being married millennials. When your spouse is both your best friend and your pain in the you know what. Welcome to another episode of the Married to Millennials podcast. I'm Tuck.
And I'm Mishi.
What's up, Mishi?
Why are you calling me Mishi?
I'm sorry. I called you by your first name.
You don't ever call me Mishi.
Let me start it over. What's up, baby?
Too late now.
Hey, I got some good news for you.
Okay.
I accepted your challenge, and I've been working on it.
Let me hear about it.
So, I think I figured out what pushes me past my threshold or what pushes me over the edge. There's three things. If it messes with or challenges my family, my faith, or my funds.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
And I think, truthfully, we kind of established that before.
Uh-huh.
I didn't ask you what brings you over the edge. I don't want you walking over the cliff. I want you to figure it out before you get to that point. So when we were discussing it, I was asking, I mean, most of the time when things happen and you get to the point where you're, you know, it pushes you over the edge, it's because things have powder.
Okay.
So how do you stop yourself from even getting to the point where you have to go over the edge? When do you create a boundary for things that are just, may not mean, it might not be the end of the world.
Yeah.
But it's something that bothers you that you need to communicate about it.
Yeah.
And shut it down now before it puts you to the point where it affects your family, your faith, and your funds.
Got you. And to be completely honest with you, I think this is it right here. Like us having these conversations, me being able to vent and to, you know, voice some of my frustrations as well too, and being heard. I think that's one thing. Because I feel like me not communicating before, my voice wasn't heard. Is the reason why is because I wasn't expressing it at all.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking to me and that's fine. Like, I'll go to battle with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's little things from other people piling up, how do you draw a line with them?
Yeah.
So I think we need to go back to the drawing board.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we need to go back to the drawing board and figure out where the line is drawn. I don't want you talking about going over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to try to figure out how to not even get yourself there.
Okay. Question for you then, to help me out. How do you figure out your threshold?
Oh, so, I mean, we talked about it before. I used to be a big people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to the detriment of myself sometimes, because I cared about what everybody thought. I wanted to make sure everybody was good. I was the one trying to mend everything back together. And sometimes that came at a point where, honestly, it was doing more damage for me and everybody else was fine.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had just to get to the point where I was like, you know what? No, I got to be somewhat selfish and think about what makes me happy or what makes me not happy.
Right.
And if something bothers me, I have to say it.
Okay.
And if they don't take it well, of course, you don't want to come off well, right?
Right.
But if they don't take it well after you're coming off well, then it wasn't even worth, you know, trying to mend.
So more so kind of protecting your peace.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's for me. If it's not peaceful to me, I'm going to mention it.
Right.
And we can either figure it out and go from there. Or you don't like what I say, and then we're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds kind of cutthroat or cut and dried, but it really is just protecting my peace, because why am I sitting here worried about what you got going on or worrying about not mentioning something and thinking you might blow up about it?
Right.
I shouldn't worry about that.
Like true.
In any type of relationship, friendship, whatever, I shouldn't have to worry about someone blowing up at me because I expressed how I felt.
Right.
So whether it's like if a significant other or a friend or something like that, I decided I can't do that anymore. Like, I have to protect my own peace. And so, where's the line drawn for me? Anything that bothers me, I'm gonna say it.
Got you.
Because if I don't say it now and you do it again, then I'm gonna be really annoyed. But it's not fair to you either because I never said anything.
That's definitely fair. So I have a question for you. So today's topic is about don't pet my peeve. So with that, so pet peeves are a little bit different. These are kind of like more the things that are like, nah, that pushes me over the edge. What was the, it was something with the disc profile, like the red, green, yellow, like how you approach somebody and like their, what's it called? Not the non-negotiables, but like the things that just set you off. Do you remember what that was called?
If you're talking about disc profile, you're just talking about personality types. And the personality types depend on how you can communicate with people because everyone gets into certain extremes.
Extremes. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I was
Yeah, the
about.
red, yellow, green is something different. But disc is personality type. So you got your dominant people, you have your influential people. You have your people who like to be steady, and then your conscientious people are your C personalities.
Got you.
And so you just have to know people in order to be able to communicate in the way that they can receive it.
Got you. So, what would you say if you had to pick one, your biggest pet peeve?
In general,
Just answer that one first, and then we'll.
I'm asking, in general, or are we talking about in a
In
relationship?
general,
Okay.
because you kind of answered my next question already when you said that. But go ahead. What's your general?
I think my general pet peeve is just lying for no reason. We often find people who just lie. Like, why are you lying? Why? Why? I didn't even ask you all that. You gave me so much information just to lie in my face. Like, that is a pet peeve for me.
Got you. Now, since I asked about pushing you past your threshold or over the edge, does that push you over the edge? And if it does, how do you react when it happens?
Okay, so like we just established, right? Now I'll just call it out. Respectfully.
Sound like you're from up north, respectfully.
Respectfully, I'll call it out, right? And it's just more like, hey, like you said this and this is not aligning. So either you lied to me or you're not really understanding, what you actually said to me.
Got you. Now, does that same pet peeve apply to me or a significant other, or you have a different one
I
when it comes to a
mean,
relationship?
I don't feel like you just sit there and lie to me all the time. So I don't think if you're asking me like in today's time,
Yeah,
like
like right now, yeah.
I don't like liars in general. The pet peeves for me and you are different only because it's like living with somebody. So like the fact that you don't close cabinets.
We've already established
Right. Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Those are the things, and I called it out because you don't close cabinet doors. You won't put tissue or toilet or paper towel back on the roll.
Got you.
But one that I probably have n not said out loud.
Oh, goodness. Have you said it out loud to me?
I don't know.
This is gonna be news to me.
I don't know. One that I probably haven't said out loud is when you're eating.
Wait a minute.
When you're eating,
Oh, this is, y'all, this is news to me. Hold on, let me
you,
hear this.
I don't know, it's so, you smack really hard. Yeah, I told you smack before, but you smack really hard, but you're also like doing this, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, it's a smack, but it's also like, sounds like a pig. No, I'm not calling you a pig,
Oh my God.
but I'm saying, like how pigs kind of oink a little bit in the slop. Oh my
Really?
God, you don't oink, but the noise, like, because I took sometimes you be trying to talk and eat. So, oh my God, And I'm just like, quiet, close your mouth all the way
Oh my
and
God.
stop smacking. Do
Wow.
you understand?
I understand, but this is my first time hearing
I
this.
know because I didn't think to even bring that up. Like, that one's not something like, it's just like, I notice it.
It sounds like more like an ick, not a pet peeve. Oh my gosh. And you just all these years
Well, I
been putting
say
up with it.
things like, I wish people closed their mouth when they chew.
Well, you thought I was gonna get the message. Oh wow.
But, I mean,
Oh my gosh. Y'all,
so sorry.
this
So sorry.
is news to me.
Respectfully.
Christmas. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow. Okay. So some things I need to work on, y'all, is opening up my nasal passage so that I can breathe a little bit
Just
better
need
when I
you to
eat.
close your mouth. Like, Tuck, you like to talk. That's where your son gets from.
All
Y'all talk
right.
24/7, so you
Listen.
cannot talk and eat because you already smack.
Okay. So let's back it up some. So since I just talked about the nasal patches, maybe I'm trying to just breathe and just live while I'm eating. Maybe I do need to check on that. Oh my gosh. I did not know that.
No.
It's okay. It's okay. Hey, we listen and we don't judge. I'm not judging you for
Respectfully.
yes, I'm glad that you shared that with me after 14 plus years. Because I mean that's something that I just do. Okay. It's fair. Okay, so here's the
I
thing.
just sit
So
and look at you.
right. So the crazy thing is like that's hilarious with me and you. Like, I'm not gonna take that personal. You know what I mean? But like for another person, like that's like what pet peeves with somebody outside of your relationship. Like, I feel like that really does tick you off. Like, that's something you just like, ooh, I just can't. It just kind of make your skin crawl. Like for you, like nails on a chalkboard, kind of. Okay, I get that. Man, now I got to think of one for you. I don't bring up.
Oh,
I'm just
please.
kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, I think one of my pet peeves for like other people is someone, I guess the wording for it is somebody not being authentic to me and not showing me one, how they truly are, or how they really feel about me. Like,
Two-faced.
yeah, there it is. So, like, I always had this thing in my mind, like, if I'm around somebody and they're just constantly talking about somebody, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, well, dang, what are you saying when I'm not in the room? Like, those type of people, that's one of my pet peeves. Like, we can joke about somebody like you just jived on me just now. But we
Let
can
it go,
joke
let it go, let it go.
we can joke about somebody, but when you start to break down somebody's character, I'm just sitting there like, oh, that's you're a little aggressive with that. Like, when I'm not in the room, what are you actually saying to me? So those people are like one of my pet peeves, like because it's that unknown. You know what I mean? Like I'm really true, like when somebody meets me, I am who I am. You know what I mean? And I want that same thing from you. I want that reciprocated. I want you to be that to me as well too. So if you
So is
don't,
it more that people gossip? Is gossip a pet peeve of yours? Or is it just that someone changes like they're a chameleon?
yeah, that's it. That's it. That is right there on the head. Like I don't like a chameleon. Yeah, it's like they can like show you one thing when you're around them, but then when you leave, they're a totally different person. And
It's
they,
whatever crowd they're in.
right, exactly. It's my pet peeve. But I mean, like we just talked, what we just established, that's a pet peeve of how, more of how people treat you. Now, if it comes to the
Go for
relationship,
it. Go for it.
and you know, it's so funny because
Don't beat around the bush.
I'm not gonna beat around the bush, and it sounds so small. One of my pet peeves is squeezing the toothpaste in the middle.
I don't do that. I do not. I do not. Wrong woman.
No, I will show a
Wrong
pic.
girl.
No, through the middle.
No, that is your son.
Okay, so he using our toothpaste.
You know he like that vitamin C toothpaste.
So that ain't you.
It's not me.
He ain't squeezing in the middle.
No.
Okay, you know what I mean by squeezing in the middle?
Yes, I don't do that.
Okay. That's one of my pet peeves, though.
Okay, what is a pet peeve I do? Because that ain't it.
All right, let me think.
You just
Well,
made
no,
that one up
but
because you didn't want to really go for it.
yeah, I did. All right, I'm gonna go for it now. All right, because it's not that you don't bother me. It's
Tuck,
just, I think it's
please.
my personality. I think it'll just be letting some.
There is something that I do that annoys you. I know it.
Okay, I don't know. Like some, let me. I'm gonna still think, but I'm gonna say some things. Like
Okay.
I'm weird because, like, if you're doing something. Almost kind of convert that to like, ooh, yeah, she care about me. Like, it's pretty, you do little stuff. Like, the passenger driver, you do. Like, will you tell me?
Oh yeah, you hate
But
that.
I've learned to embrace that. I just
But it's
don't,
a
I
pet
just
peeve.
accept.
You hate it because you tell me you'd be like Mishi, you can't I can't see past your head.
Right, y'all, when I'm trying to turn right or left and trying to go over four way, and then she lean and look too, like, that ain't helping. Like, now I'm blinded by another obstruction. So I can't.
Oh, my head's an obstruction.
When it's in the way, yes, it is. It's an obstruction. So yeah, so I would say the passenger driving, because here's the thing. Put the GPS on for a reason. I put it
But you
on for
don't
a
follow it.
reason. I put it on for a reason.
Yeah, you still be missing the
Yeah,
exit.
I do. Okay. And I think it's because when I look over to my right, I see somebody slamming their foot into the ground or the floor, acting like they hitting the brakes. So I'm panicking myself. So now I'm not listening to the GPS.
Man,
So
you just
yeah,
can't drive.
I can drive actually. If I
Not
wasn't
well.
under pressure, I would drive very well. So,
Pressure makes diamonds, so I guess.
okay,
Just
but
saying.
yeah,
I wouldn't have to press my brake if you were driving correctly.
passenger. Driver, but you're my passenger princess, though.
You know, I have another pet peeve.
Oh, good. No, okay, go ahead. Let me hear this. This is getting good because y'all, we needed this.
No, I have another one. I just thought about it.
Okay.
So, the other day, and it happens often. The other day, like I was just on my phone and I was looking at something. And you'll walk by and you'll glance at the phone, right? Oh, I saw you glancing at the phone.
Oh my God.
And then you'll act as if you don't know what I'm looking at. Like, oh, what you doing? Oh, you trying to plan us a cruise?
Y'all,
Sir,
I just be trying to figure out
sir.
who texting us.
Sir, no, it ain't even about text messages. It ain't even really got to be about text messages.
Oh
But even if it was a text
my
message, you would already know
gosh.
the conversation before you asked me
Oh my gosh.
because you'd be reading it. And we're very open. So, like, we have each other's passcodes. Like, we'll take each other's phones if one of them dead. Like, and you go into the store, you
Right.
take my phone. Like, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
It's annoying when I know you saw it. Why are you
It's
asking
so
me?
let me ask you this. So is it more annoying that I'm looking or that I go like turn around like I ain't looking? Like,
Yeah, that you turn around like you ain't looking.
hey, I mean, I'm trying to
But
play
I
it
don't
off.
care if you're looking.
I'm
Like,
trying
I
to
have
play it
nothing
off.
to hide.
I know.
You know that. We have nothing to hide. But the fact that you just try to play it off as if you didn't look, and then you asking me questions, I'm like, Tuck, I know you sit there and saw that. So why are you asking me?
Okay.
Why?
Right though.
Like, why? And I look at you and I'd be like, I know you just read it.
I
And then you had a stupid look on your face that we
do.
talked about before.
Yes.
Because,
It's that I'm caught look.
but what is to be caught doing what though? Like, if you walk past me, you see it on my laptop.
That's true. Okay.
You already see it. It's a big old screen.
So you rather me be nosy and be like, what you over there doing?
Well,
No?
you are being nosy, but trying to fake that you're not.
Yeah. So I need to be more stealth-like.
Or you'd be like, "Oh, I see you looking at the a cruise. You want to go on one?"
Note taken. Stealthy. Gotcha.
Because you
All right, listen
like,
now. Before you start hearing
"Oh,
out
what's
all
going
that.
on over there? What you got going on,
Oh my gosh.
sir? Okay, just saw your eyes."
All right, Mishi. Hey.
You did it
I
again.
did. I wanted to get your attention again. Sorry, babe.
Maybe if I, pull out my phone, you'll look at it.
Oh. Okay. All right. Let's switch gears. It's getting hot in here. I feel like I was on the hot seat just now. We're gonna play a little a different. We're gonna play a game on here. How you like that? So I have a bunch of pet peeves that other people have said.
Is this a game like win, lose?
No, you so competitive. It's not. It's
Oh.
just it's open
No.
discussion. Oh my gosh, we're not keeping score.
I think we need points.
Oh my goodness. It's not like that. Listen to
Okay.
what it is. So these are, I think I got a bunch of them, but these
He
are
loses
other,
all the time in games.
anyway, these are other people's pet peeves that they have, either in general or in a relationship. I have them
Okay.
at random. We're gonna do a few of them, and I want to hear your opinion on them. Is it that it bothers you? Doesn't bother you? Or I mean, since we already doing this, we can just point each other out if we if one of us does it. So we'll go with that. How's that sound?
So it is points. Got it.
There's no point system with this. It's like whose line is it
Okay,
anyway?
all
The
right,
points
whatever. Come
don't
on, let's
matter.
go.
All right, so the first one is being late. Is that a pet peeve of yours?
Well, okay.
All right.
I think it's loaded
Okay.
because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not always on time to everything. But there's a time and place. So I do not like being late to certain things, like
Okay.
events,
Yes.
like a wedding or a birthday. Like, I don't want to be late to those. Now, if it's a party or something like that, people don't have like a true time that they show up
Right,
and stuff
right.
like that. But a wedding, you'll stress me out if you're not on time.
Okay, got you.
So I guess yes, but
Okay, to a certain extent,
not a deal breaker.
got you. For me, I did not used to be this way. When I tell y'all, I was a late arriver. I was a late arriver to a
Still
lot.
are.
Whoa, let me finish. So they have that expression that if you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you know what I'm saying? You know,
Or you make yourself late.
I do. So here's the thing. So I feel like, so I don't think it's the fact that I'm purposely late. I just have a horrible time with
No,
time
like
management.
if you wake up and have to be somewhere.
Yes, I have horrible time management. That's what it
No.
is.
Yes, you make yourself late. That's my
Yeah.
point.
Okay.
Like you wake up in plenty of time and you decide, oh, you know what? Matter of fact, hell of here for work.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. Go ahead.
For work. He got up. We got the kid. I had already got the kids ready for you to drop them off at school. And, you know, I let you sleep in a little bit because you were tired.
Okay.
I think, you know, whatever. We had a lot going on that weekend or whatever. So I had got the kids up, got them dressed, ready to go. And you were like, oh, we're making good time this morning.
What I do?
And I was
I
like,
already know what you're
yep,
about to
you
say.
sure are. Kids' bags packed, everything ready to
Oh
go.
my
Your lunch
gosh.
is packed. You proceed to go make coffee.
Hey, listen. We was
No,
making good time. I got.
yeah, making good time. And then you decide to make yourself late because you want to make coffee and then you want to make some breakfast bowl.
I felt like I had a lot of
Yeah,
time.
and
The time just be getting away
now
from
you
me, man.
rushing out the door.
Yeah, you're right.
So you can drop the kids off
Right.
and get to work on them.
Yeah.
But you make
Okay.
yourself late.
That's fair.
Like, there was no need for that.
That's fair.
You had a good night's sleep.
I did.
You didn't really need that coffee.
You're right. You're right. I
But you
just feel like it
chose to
go.
do it. Yeah, no. No.
So maybe that's why that's not a pet peeve of mine then, because I'm just like, I mean, people go through things. Things happen.
Bad choices.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, all right. So on this one, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna have you read it out loud. Go ahead.
Leaving the toilet seat up.
Right, so that one don't count. I'm gonna give you another one because we already established that.
Yeah, that drives me insane.
I know. Yeah. So What have we come to the conclusion of?
You need to put Tulsa
I need to
down.
close it all the way down, which is still putting it down. Because you'd rather sit on the top of the toilet than fall through it.
Absolutely.
I'll be listening, girl. I'll be listening.
Have you done it, though?
I have.
No.
Not.
Being glued to their phone during conversations.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let me tell you about yes. Yes. I forgot about this pet peeve. So let me tell y'all about y'all's friend. So
Whoa,
yes. So you cannot do two things at
nope,
once.
I'm
So,
aware.
yes. So you will be in your phone and you will respond, but you ain't listening. You'll go, I'll ask you a question.
No, how many
But I
times have
said,
you
did you
asked
hear
me?
me? No, I wasn't even listening.
I'm honest if I didn't hear you.
Yes.
But how many times have you asked me, what did I say? And I can repeat it back to you.
Not fully. You did part of it. You didn't do the part that was important. You listened enough. And I applaud you for listening
But
enough.
do you know me enough to know I can't do two things at once?
Yes, I
So if I
do.
was in my phone, why was you talking to me?
Wait, I know, but when I
If I
here's
was
my
in my
thing.
phone, why did you start a conversation that was important?
Listen to me. And more important than whoever is on that phone. So I
You
feel
felt
like.
like what you were saying was important. You needed me to have my full attention. Why did you start it when I was looking at my phone?
Because once again, I feel like I'm important. And that's me.
But
I
you
feel
can
like I'm
say, hey,
important.
babe, can you put the phone aside for a second? If it's important. But again, you and your son love to talk.
Yes,
So a
it
lot of times you'd be
yes.
telling me stuff that really you just want to say out loud. And it's not really to me. It's just that you want to talk. And
Yes.
it could be about something you saw on ESPN or
Okay.
heard on one of your podcasts.
Listen, you signed up as my wife and my best friend, so you're gonna hear all of this.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So that wasn't important. You just wanted to talk.
It was important to me, babe. And if it's important to me, it should be important to you.
Oh, okay.
All right? Yeah. You won't be listening when you're in your phone. All right? It ain't
Okay,
like you.
okay,
Hey,
okay.
here's the thing. It's not like you're on your phone all the time. But I guess that says during conversation. It's not when somebody starts a conversation.
Right, exactly. When somebody just want to talk.
You're not stopping in the middle of. You ain't that rude. You know what I'm saying? So
I
yeah.
don't pull my phone out while you're
Right.
talking.
Seen that on a movie. Like people like be in the middle of talking, they just go, Yep. Is there
Yeah,
people that do that in real life?
I
That's
don't know.
crazy.
I don't do that though.
Okay. All right. So next one. Oh my gosh. Snoring.
Oh my gosh. So you said I snore now, which
Yeah.
is probably the weight, but
But it's not like a loud snore, but it's like a light hum. It's like a
A hum?
Hum with the snore. It's like
Snort and a hum. That's weird.
it's not like it's not like full on like you. It's not that.
Like
It's
you.
not Whoa.
Whoa.
Here I am.
Took you know good and well I need you in your back.
You do. I've gotten better. My snoring has gotten better
It's
though.
gotten better. But you sometimes will wake me up out of my sleep and then I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's fair, and I'm working on that. Let's go back. So that's like a two for one. Reason why I snore
Let's not
is
talk
because
about.
I smack. Because that's why I'm smacking. Because I
Let it
can't breathe out my
go. Let it
nose.
go.
Maybe
Let it go. Let it go.
I need to go to ENT then. Maybe we need to figure that out. But no, I have gotten better with my snoring. You
Your
know,
snoring's better, but I
yeah,
still will kick you or knee you in your back
yeah.
to wake you up and make you turn over.
That's fair.
Yes, pet peeve.
Got you.
Absolutely.
No. All right. All right. Let's do. We'll do a few more. Let's do a few more. All right. I'm gonna read this. Got it. Go ahead. Got it.
Not acknowledging efforts or gestures. Is that pet peeve or just.
I guess that. I mean, we talked about that in another episode. Let's skip that one. Let's skip that one. All right.
Starting Netflix series or new shows without significant other.
Let me hear what you got to say about this one. I'm listening.
You don't watch anything without me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna talk then because that is definitely a pet peeve. Oh yeah, I don't watch stuff without you,
Right,
but
because you don't start anything. You
let
wait for
me
me.
tell y'all.
You wait for me to start something.
I do. I'm even so considerate. I'll click on something I say.
You don't watch
Yeah,
in
I
your
think.
spare time, you play a video game.
Let me tell you. No, I'm gonna tell you exactly. I stopped and I said, I think about it. I say, does Misha wanna? Do I think she would want to watch this? If I started it, would she get upset? And I go through
I do
that.
not go through all of
Yes,
that.
I
When
do.
the
I'm gonna
last
give you an
time that you
example.
chose something on Netflix?
I'm gonna give you an example.
When's the last time you picked something on
I
Netflix?
watched the whole thing. I watched. Don't.
Documentaries?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't count.
All right, I know. Okay, yeah, that's not your thing. But like if it's
Instead of
so
series or a movie.
okay. No. But you do. You will start a series in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Yeah, babe, you got to run it, like add it to the list and
No, but see, here's the problem.
all
Here's
right.
the pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
I don't want to have to wait on you.
Okay.
Like there, I should be able to have a couple of series to myself.
Yeah, but you be picking good ones though. Don't be
Well,
picking
then
them
you
good
gotta
ones.
pick them.
Pick all the girly ones. I don't want to watch them. You be picking stuff that we both like together. Like I pick documentaries to start because I know you don't like documentaries. You be
To an
picking all the
extent, I watch
thrillers and
some.
all the stuff about conspiracies and the government. I like that stuff because I think that stuff could come true.
But
Like,
here's the
okay, I'm gonna give
thing.
you an example. You started Night Agent, and I knew it had been on our list for a long time, and you started it, and you
Our
went.
list. We have different profiles on Netflix. It's been on my list.
Okay, it's been on your list, but you know I like that kind of stuff. Anything like action, you know I
Okay,
like
but
that.
we hadn't started. That is old now.
It's
So.
old. Yeah, I was three episodes behind, and I slid on in and just watched it and just let you fill me in.
Yeah, but now
That's
you're
how it
saying I can't
goes.
watch it without you.
No, you cannot.
See,
Because
that's
I'm
the problem.
invested
That is the
now.
problem. I have to have a couple series that I can watch by myself. Well, I don't have to wait on you.
You can watch Sweet Magnolia by yourself.
I already watched it.
Good. That one you can have. What's that other one you watch? All of them. You can have those by yourself. I ain't gonna lie to you. That one, that Jenny, that one that you started.
Jenny and
Yeah,
Georgia,
you got me.
Georgia and
Yeah.
Jenny,
Yeah,
Georgia,
you got me stuck
whatever.
in that one. Yeah, that was a good one. I had to catch up. But yeah, all them other ones, the girly ones, please just go ahead and watch
What
that.
girly ones?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Like them little dramas. I don't wanna watch that. Anything like that or anything that's like Real Housewives, you can just keep that to
I don't even
yourself.
watch Real
I
Housewives
know.
anymore.
Something
But
like
my
it.
point is, I have to
Okay.
have something, and that's what I like. I like action,
Okay. Yeah. But just save that.
thrillers.
Save the action for me. And you can, I know you don't like scary movies, but anything
Not
scary, you can
scary.
go
I
ahead
can
and.
watch thriller.
Yeah. Suspense.
Yeah,
No. Yeah.
suspense, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, don't be
But like
starting stuff without me.
action. That's what
Yeah.
I like. So that's what I'm gonna watch.
And I like it
And I
too.
can't wait on you all the time.
All right. That's fair. Just give me a heads up or something. I started this. And at least stop on that first one, maybe. And then say, hey, do you wanna? Oh my gosh. Okay, we'll figure that out. But dang. Boy, stop watching all the good stuff. All right. We're gonna do one more. One more. That's fine. All right, last one. Oversharing relationship details with friends.
What's considered oversharing?
That's a great question.
Because I mean, I'm definitely one that's like, your relationship is your relationship, and you shouldn't just go run off and tell every little problem or issue you have. But I also think there's something unique in having friends who are in that same type of life you are. Like having us being married and having other married friends who go through the same stuff, you know, and just have conversations where you can respectfully check each other and say, like, girl, I think you might have been looking at that in the wrong way, or, you know, something like that. But it depends on what you consider oversharing, because I mean, I guess that would determine my answer.
Yeah, I think for me, oversharing is you going to your friends and like starting off the sentence like, I'm done with him. Unforgivable what he did. And then they go, girl, what'd he do? And then you tell them. But then you vent to them and you get them riled up. And then next time they see me, we done talked it over. We good. They see me, they go, hey, Tuck. That's oversharing to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
I understand your friend's gonna ride for you.
personally speaking, though, that's not realistic with us because,
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that.
No, you haven't.
If I did, it was during our early parts where we were dating, and I
Okay.
was like, he done made me mad. Da, da,
Yeah.
da, da. Which, no, there was a time when I probably overshared
Got you.
at the beginning, but now, not so much. More sharing with friends now is just what's going on, you know. And if you
Right.
feel some type of way, and there are times when, even though we communicate pretty well, there are times when there are certain things I'm like, am I overthinking this?
Okay, that's fair.
And, you know, have a friend to be able to be like, yes or no, or if they've dealt with that before and how they thought through it or something like that.
Right.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a married group, technically, just
Right,
about.
exactly.
So the girls hang with the girls and the guys hang with the guys when we go out and stuff. So I'm sure there's been times when the guys have conversations about
Yeah.
their marriages and, you know, what's been going on and, you know, navigating that kind of stuff. So I don't find that being an issue.
Yeah.
But if there is, you know, just like he did da 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 and I'm through with it and all this stuff and
Right.
it becomes like a constant thing and an issue, maybe. I mean, I do think there's a unique piece of having community.
Yeah. And with that community, though, I feel like the second part of that is that, like you said, it's for y'all to check each other. But I also don't think that in that community, they judge the spouse. You get what I'm
Yeah, I mean,
saying?
you have to know who your audience
Exactly.
is.
Exactly. Like you said, they're married as well too. So it's not like you going and saying these things to somebody who may be single and don't understand or not in that predicament.
Or
And
somebody
then,
just like single and hates men.
or that too.
You know what
Yeah.
I mean?
Right.
Or single and bitter or something
Yeah.
like that. Or even married and bitter.
Yeah. True.
But people
True.
who like are in the same stage of life.
And like-minded. Yeah. Exactly. Iron sharpens iron, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, like I said, my idea of it is like going into too much detail with the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
What is considered too much detail, though?
Mm.
Like, what are the things that are off limits?
I would say probably two things that are off limits is intimacy and finances. Those are two things that one, we should be having a discussion together if there is an issue. And we handle those issues. You get what I'm saying? I don't think those two things are anything you should be getting advice from anybody or sharing
What
details with.
specifically about intimacy are you talking about, though?
I guess I would have to say details of intimacy, lack thereof, performance, things like that.
No, things that could potentially be embarrassing.
I wouldn't say embarrassing because I mean, I guess it would be embarrassing or something that can be if we ever had a disagreement with those people who you said that to and they bring it up. Perfect example. I know it'll come back together. On Nutty Professor, when they were in there talking about Sherman, no, not Sherman. What's the dad's name? Sherman's dad. And then the grandma said, "What's your limp noodle?" Like they were, you know what I mean? Like, y'all, I could do the voice of the grandma, by the way. But like things like that, like things that would like jab at the man or jab at the female, and like that cut deep that they
Sure.
should not know about.
Sure.
That's what I mean by that. Or, excuse my language, if y'all get in an argument, like shut up with your broke ass. Like, wait a minute, what are you putting me like that for? You know what I mean? Or like say like I lost my job and you've been. Or either way, either one of us lost our job and we carrying the weight, and you're like, man, I'm doing way too much in this family. I'm having to bring home the bag, and I'm having to do this, I'm having to do that, and then you come in and you start saying something. They're like, you ain't got no room to talk. You know what I mean? Something that can be used against you, I
Yeah, but so
guess.
what if you have like that community of people, though, where you're like saying, I don't necessarily. Like, this is how I'm feeling, right? Let's play along.
Okay.
This is not our current situation,
Got
but
you.
like, if you were without a job and I was carrying the household financially,
Yes.
and I felt the stress from it, right? Not that I didn't feel like I could, not that I didn't want to do it and feel like, you know, you're trying to find another job, whatever, whatever, but just the stress of having that weight on your shoulders and wanting to talk to someone else. So like, let's say Siobhan, right? Like if I, let's say I go to Siobhan and just say like, hey, listen, I just need a vent for a second. I'm feeling really stressed out and I just need a listening ear. And then like we get to talking and she asks, you know, what's going on? And I say, well, you know, right, we're right now we're in a financial stressor. And, you know, he's trying to find a new job and all these, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's just a lot on me right now. And it's not to, I think it's the intent behind it too. It's not to say he ain't doing this and da 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 da. It's just he ain't got no income coming in right now, so it's all on me. And I'm really stressed out because work's been hard, and you know I have to make sure I keep my job in order to be able to, you know, sustain. And I just needed to vent for a second. You know what I mean? And so at that point, it's not the intent behind it wasn't to spread your business and call you broke. It was just to give myself an outlet, but also not cause you harm either. Because if I was to say to you, because you, if I was to say to you right now, like, I'm really stressed out, like, I don't know how much more of this I can do by myself, then I'm putting extra weight on you too.
Yeah, because if that's the case, I'm hitting right up the street
Did
McDonald's.
you see what I'm saying? Like, then I'm putting more weight on you too. It's
No, I get
kind of
that.
similar to how we talked before about you being in school and how you felt like
For
you weren't
sure.
contributing. If I would have at that moment been like, yeah, like it's tough. Like you, I can't, I don't know how long this is gonna be working and da 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 da. That would have stressed you out and put a damper on you getting being in school.
For sure.
So I think the intent behind it is different too, right? So that's why I asked, what's too much? Because while you may consider that too much, that might also be a way to not put stress on our relationship too. Because I had a friend who I confided in just to help me vent for a little bit, get it off my chest, help me process through it. So that's why I'm asking. And I know it wasn't supposed to be that deep, but I'm just.
It I wanted it to.
I think it's
It's situational.
yeah, it depends.
And I feel like you are responsible enough to know what to say to me and which friend to say that to as well
Oh
too.
yeah, you gotta
You
know
know what I
your
mean?
friend. Yeah, you gotta know your friend.
You gotta know your friend. So you gotta know, like, if I say this to this person, they're not gonna throw it back in my spouse's face. And I've never said that to him ever because I wanna keep his mind away from it, and then it gets brought up. That's what I'm talking about. I think it's more of the backlash that could possibly have. I'm talking more what ifs, and you're talking like I'm right here, it ain't gonna happen like that because I choose wisely. You know what I mean? But there's some people who don't get to have that same privilege. And then that's when riffles happen in a marriage. So yeah. So that I guess is like you said, it depends on which way it goes and what happens afterwards with it as well too. Because I'm all for, we've talked about that before. Like that's the reason why we have those friends is because we want to make sure, like you said earlier, we want to make sure that we ain't tripping. Like, am I looking into it too much? And also I want to be able to vent because I can't vent those
Well,
certain things
help
too.
me navigate it because I don't want to blow it out of proportion when it doesn't have to be.
Got you. So, moral of the story is I know you when I do different things. So there's that.
Oh
So
my
yeah.
goodness, let it go.
But I feel like any happy, loving relationship, one of the spouses got to know the other one. It's like that thing I told you. Like it's if
We
I don't pick
annoy each
on you.
other. You're just never gonna tell me exactly what annoys you outside of me pushing a brake in the car.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know. I'll start telling you.
I doubt it.
All right, y'all. Talk to you later.
Hey y'all, did you enjoy the episode today? If so, don't forget to comment your favorite moments and share with your family and friends. While you're at it, go ahead and subscribe to our Married to Millennials podcast YouTube channel and follow us on every major platform for podcasts. And don't forget, We're also on Instagram and TikTok at M2M Podcast. See you later.